Well, good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather we have. It's really nice out today. Today I would like to bring you a message about a person in the Bible that's an amazing person. I would give you the person's name, but we're not told the name. We're just told about this individual. I'll give you my title right up front. My title is A Gentle Woman Who Tore Down Walls. A Gentle Woman Who Tore Down Walls. So let's turn to Matthew 15. And we'll start in verse 21. And I want to read this entire section. It's about eight verses. Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan, and actually Mark calls her a Syro-Phoenician woman. Same thing, it's just a little more pointed. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." And it's interesting how she phrases that. And I'll talk about that a little later. She said, "My daughter is seriously demon-possessed." Now notice what happens. But he answered her not a word. He answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good." This is an amazing statement here. "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Quite an amazing statement. And she said, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Quite a response. Very, very quick-witted, wasn't she? Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that hour, that very hour. And Mark goes on to say that she returned to her house and her daughter was completely normal. So what I would like to do is to go through some of these verses and explain a little more about what was going on. Verse 22. Behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." Notice she called him, "O Lord." What does that mean? The word Lord Anyway, I'll cover that later. It's later in my notes. I've forgotten the word, but it's an interesting word.
Curious?
Yeah. She says, "Have mercy on me." But she was not asking for herself. She was asking for her daughter. And that's amazing in itself. She wasn't asking for anything for herself, she was asking for her daughter. So her thoughts were not on herself, so apparently she was an unselfish person. This reminds us of Philippians 2, 3, and 4. I'll just read it. It says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." And so here she was obeying a part of the scripture that she probably didn't even know. Another aspect of this, notice that she is very bold. In that culture, no woman normally would walk up to a man and start talking to him if she didn't know him. Even if she knew him, it would be odd to do that unless there was a special reason, like their relatives or something. But here she walks up to more or less a total stranger and ask a favor of him. So she is really quite bold in this endeavor. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, "Let us go boldly, therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So again, here she was following a biblical concept, maybe unknowingly, but as we can see, this is an amazing woman. Now notice how she addresses him. She says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord," and here I got ahead of myself, and the word Lord is K-U-R-I-O-S, curious. And what does that word mean? Well, if you look, check Strong's, it says supreme is what it means. But it means something else to the writers of the New Testament and of the Old Testament, actually. The Greek Old Testament uses the word kurios 6,000 times to translate what is called YHWH, which is called the tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton is a long word that just means four letters. That's the meaning of it. I don't know why we need the long word for that. But it is what the Jews call the sacred name of God. That is the name that they don't like to pronounce. They don't like to write it. They say it is sacred name. And yet the Old Testament, the Greek Old Testament uses kurios for that name. And the writers of the New Testament follow the same thing. So when you see the word Lord, you're seeing kurios, which actually means YHWH, the sacred name. It's significant also that she recognized Jesus by a special name, but she also used the name Son of David. What does that mean? That means that she realized that he is the Messiah. So she recognized he had the name, the sacred name, and he also was from the line of David. So she recognized he was the promised Messiah of the Jews. And so that's why she addressed him as the Son of David. Remember, this is a Gentile woman living in a Gentile area. The area of that she's in was Hellenized 300 years before this time. So she knew Greek very well. She spoke Greek for sure, and she knew Greek very well. Then verse 23, "But he answered her not a word, and the disciples said, send her away, and she cries after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And so he was repeating to her the plan of God. That was the plan. Paul repeats that in Romans 1:16. He says to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. So there was a time for all things. Then verse 25, then she came and worshiped him, and the word worship is kind of important, but I don't think I have time to elaborate on that. Maybe in chat we could do it. Saying, Lord, help me. Again, she uses the word kurios, the special name, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now think how that must have sounded to her. It must have sounded pretty bad, really. But what do you think was happening here? Wasn't Jesus giving her a test? I think so. He wanted to see just what she would do when he said something like that. And he wasn't calling her a dog. Some people say he called her a dog. No, he didn't. He was telling her that she is in a position a little different than other people. She is a Gentile woman, and the Gentile's time is later. It's not now, it's later. And so he was just saying there is a time for everything. So he wasn't really insulting her. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So that's an amazing story. It's an inspiring story to find someone that dedicated and that wise and full of humility and faith. So what I would like to do now is just sort of summarize some of the characteristics that I think this woman has. Number one, she is respectful. She called Jesus by the absolute correct names. Number two, she was bold, but she was humble. She didn't let Jesus' statement bother her. She pressed on. She was well informed. She knew he was the Messiah. She knew that he had the power to heal her daughter. She knew that. She was persistent, and the Bible tells us to be persistent. She accepted her position in the culture of the time. She didn't argue about how Gentiles are in a different position. She just accepted what Jesus said and had this answer that was quite brilliant, actually. She said, yes, but they eat the crumbs that fall off the table. Number six, she believed Jesus had the power to heal. Actually, she knew it. She didn't just believe it, she knew it. And number seven, she had extraordinary faith. And those are some lessons I think you and I can learn and do well if we practice those. And I don't think I have time to tell you about the word worship, but there's a bit of irony in this passage that I would like to tell you about, but some other time.